Greg, before we start debating at what age you should start collecting Social Security, let's address a bigger fear. A lot of us are worried that when it comes time to retire, there won't be any Social Security. Do you have anything to say about that?
The material I've read is that Congress has considered some plans. One that seems almost certain to pass if they ever truly address this is that people who are 55 or older will not have their benefits touched at all. So whatever you believe you're going to get in retirement, that'll still be there. And for those under the age of 55, the proposal I saw was that for each year that passes after they adopt the new provision, you would lose only a month of your eligibility. So it would take 10 years to lose a year. You know, that's they're going to phase it in over a lengthy period of time. So I think that's a fear that people should kind of ease back on. People should kind of relax a little bit about that topic.
Okay. Well, let's relax a little then and try to figure out when to start collecting. The earliest you can get it is at 62, right?
That's correct. And I don't know if I can relax on this part of the topic either. I mean, it's a tough question for people. Should you take it at 62? Should you take it at normal retirement age, 66, according to the Social Security Administration? Or should you wait till 70?
Well, what goes into that? I mean, I guess the earlier you take it, the lower your monthly payment will be.
That's true. And so what you want to think about, if you're out of work, you need the money, you should take it at 62. It's much better than borrowing from lenders. So that's a big factor. If you can afford to wait till 70, your monthly payments will be higher. Maybe that works better for you.
Yeah, I took a quick look. Social Security website actually has some calculators that are very useful, and I'll put links to those on our website. And I tried their benefits calculator, and I noticed the difference if between taking my benefits at 62 or waiting till I turned 66 in 8 months amounted to about $600 a month more if I waited till full retirement. So, yeah, that's definitely something to consider.
Well, it is. And, I look at the issue a little bit differently in my own personal case because I've always believed you should take the money up front. If it's you win the lottery, I believe you should take it right away and not spread it out over many years. So for me, 62 made more sense to start taking the money, even though it is only 3/4 of what you get at age 66. Then you have that money on hand. You can do whatever you want with it. And having the money up front means you're buying goods at cheaper prices. If you're investing it, you're putting in banks or whatever, you get more income. So it's,
half a dozen of one. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I knew we'd come up with that.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heverlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.